see if we can get another caller in. Chris is on the line in London. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi. So what does this mean to you? Does it make a difference?
Well, it would, but I think this is a general public relations tactic from Harper's government, because they just recently, they've done this to a lot of things. They've got these safety bills out and all kinds of stuff. All this stuff is rubbish. No enforcement, only enforced on those things which the industry wants to enforce against their own competition. And this is basically, you know, they just defeated the Bill 517, which was asking for genetically modified labeling. And then here he comes along and he talks about this. And I bet you dollars of donuts that there won't be any enforcement or anything. It's just pure public relations tactic, nothing. And it's the same thing going on with safety issues. They're going after all the health foods and such, which cause no problems. In fact, they're safer than foods. And yet they ignore drugs. And when drugs cause hundreds of thousands of drugs, nobody does anything.
Chris, so I want to pick up on this point, though. You're making, and I don't know if you saw it, there was even a national columnist who basically said this move goes as an appeal to the soccer moms. Ron Deering, do you have thoughts? I mean, on this point of how much of it is politics and how much is actually going to make like a real difference on what is on the shelves?
Well, I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say the government should change the law and then complain that they only did it for public relations reasons. It sounds to me like this reader has made up his mind, but I can tell you that this is an important improvement to the law. It'll be a little less misleading now. The other two pieces of legislation the caller is calling about is C-51 and C-52. The government is adamant to get those through as soon as possible. He obviously has a political point of view. He can have it, but...
But you also did say that it would only, affect 50 products in a grocery store?
Well, the Product of Canada thing is a very small part of it. We've got hundreds of pages of rules about food labeling. This is a half a page in those hundreds of pages. It's going to fix that. It only deals with the processed products. And there are already very strict rules on produce or meat, or, for example, fish, et cetera. It's very clearly... labeled, but if you're suspicious of the government's motives, I don't know what I can say about that. I think they've made an important contribution on this modest issue.
Okay.